Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey everybody, Trader Cobb. It's Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Welcome to the Easter Friday special. I hope you've had a great start to the day. If you're in different parts of the world, Easter is upon you. It's about to become a part of your day. It is an absolutely bull terror of a day here in sunny Sydney today. And I'm going to get this podcast out and then go to the beach. It's as simple as that. My family are there now. I'm about to go and greet them. So this is going to be a relatively quick podcast. Two things to cover today. The market is falling. The market is a waterfall market. What's a waterfall market? Well, picture this. Get your head right. Ready? Let's think. Think. One, two, three. Imagination zone. What am I talking about? What on earth is this guy talking about? I'm talking about you're standing on the top of a waterfall. It's a bit mossy. It's a bit slippery. And you're going, what am I going to do? Now, the market was doing the what am I going to do for the last few days. It was consolidating. And you know that because you've been listening to the podcast and watching my videos on Twitter, on Facebook, and on TraderCobb.com. So you already know this. Yeah, that's why I can talk to you about it. What's it done? The longer we stood there, the longer we were thinking about stepping off or going back. Somebody yelled out, "Hey, Craig, Trader Cobb, come over here." And you went, "Oh yeah, Jimmy, I'm going to come follow you." And then your foot slipped. And then what happened? You went off the waterfall. Now, what happens when you fall off a waterfall? What direction do you go? Do you levitate and float out into the sky? Or do you slip and fall straight to the floor? Well, I'd suggest that unless you are God, Jesus Christ, or any of these other wonderful things that have these magical powers, you probably just fell like a stone. And that's why, ta-da, we call today a waterfall market, because the market just fell straight off the edge of that cliff and tanked. Now, what we've seen is a little bit of a pullback. Bitcoin's down around about 10% right now, and the majority of the top 10 is 10 to 15%. Now, today, I'm not too concerned about taking any trades. Why? Because I am beautifully hedged. Why? Because the market has already fallen heavily, and I'm actually pretty keen to take a bit of a break, as I say, go spend some time with the family and go to the beach. What do you do in these markets? Two things. You panic, and you look at your blockfolio, and you freak out, and you let it ruin your Easter. Second option is you don't. Your emotions, your feeling, your mood is in the hands of not the market, but you. I want you to own this. If your portfolio is, or if you have a portfolio, it's getting smashed. So what? If you really are an investor, be an investor. An investor doesn't watch their trades every single day. An investor doesn't watch their investments, every single day, like you might do on Blockfolio. An investor sits back, makes their decisions when the market is calm, executes their positions based on their plan, and sits back and waits. An investor is looking for a long-term growth in a market or in a particular project. An investor does not freak out if the whole market starts to fall. An investor just goes about their day as per normal. So are you an investor, or are you a trader, or are you both? I am both. So what do? Well, today I do nothing. Why? Because I've set myself up just the way I should be in this sort of conditions. I found the opportunities before this market fell. I've positioned myself that if the market did continue to the downside, I would be hedged and I would be making money through my trading. Did you do that? I don't know. I hope you did. I bloody well hope you did. If you didn't, you need to get yourself some skills, man. Sitting back and crying over the state of the market is not what you should be doing. You should be taking control of the circumstances, because guess what? A number of the people that I'm working with that have done my programs, that are on my subscriptions, have done that. They hold the keys. They're making money as the market falls. And yeah, a bunch of them were short Bitcoin Cash with me earlier in the week, because it set up a Bitcoin bracket like an absolute boss, and it continues to fall. We're at about a 10x right now on that trade, and guess what direction that 10x is? This may sound alien to a lot of you. It's 10x to the short side. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I can make money, and so can you. As the market falls, when the market falls hard like it is, that need not be a bad thing. As a matter of fact, I am enjoying this from a trading perspective. I don't like to see the carnage. I don't like to see people suffer. I know that many people don't have the skill set I do, and I know that even many people that are listening to this right now will still not take any action, but they'll continue to bitch and moan and complain. That's fine. If you want to win, be a winner. If you want to be lucky, be lucky. But I'll tell you what, Luck is not a strategy, and luck will not save you right now. The markets are falling. They are falling hard. How do we trade these markets if you are a trader? Well, you're unlikely to see a perfect little trade setup. You're unlikely to see breakout setups at the moment if we continue with this direction and the power at which we are moving short. What you need to do is have strategies where it pulls back and then moves. Now, I'm not trying to sell this to you, but the Fibonacci Booster, go and have a look at what it's all about, because this is designed not just for fast-moving markets, but it is the best one for fast-moving markets. What you do with that information, look, I don't care. It's up to you. I'm taking a few days off, man. I won't be here Monday. I will not be trading over the weekend. The one thing I will be doing is moving my stop on Bitcoin Cash if that opportunity allows for that to happen, guys. So look, my message, it's quick, it's clear, it's succinct, it's for you, and it's for free. Get yourself together. If you're investing and you're hurting, walk away. Better yet, you want to feel good? Yeah? You want to feel good? Go and get yourself some education. Learn how to make money in a falling market. And then you've got no excuses to let the market ruin your day, because you'll be ready. Guys, I love you. I hope you have a fantastic Easter. I hope you're not hurting. And if you are, do something about it, guys. All right, I want to see everyone succeed. To do that, you all need the right skill set. If you want my help, it's there. Otherwise, if you don't, I'm cool with that. Keep listening. Keep doing your reviews. As a matter of fact, if you haven't done a review, with the markets being so stink, why don't you do that? Go ahead, jump on the podcast as you are right now. Write me a review. Give me 5 stars if you think I'm worth 5 stars. And better yet, jump across to the Trader Cobb Facebook business page and write a wee little review there. Give me a like, because that would certainly help me out. I'd appreciate it. And I'll keep on putting out great content. Well, I hope it's great. I try. I'll do the best I can, and we'll be good. Guys, have a good Easter. I'll speak to you again very soon. Got some cool interviews coming out too, some amazing guests, so keep your ears and your eyes peeled. Visit TraderCobb.com and get stuck in. Let's do this. Have a great Easter. Eat chocolates.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.